Anyway, the real story here is that Hartung, Billy Hartung's been axed. I'm surprised. It's hot. I thought they might have gone with more runners. They're now going to play Schoenmakers forward, which means absolutely Lake and Frawley are playing back. They tried 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, Ox started Frawley forward. They won't be doing that this week. They're going to go with a starting forward line of Roughhead, Gunston, or at stages through this game, they're going to have Roughhead, Gunston, Schoenmakers. Now, the Eagles' defence, the cut-off merchants, intercept merchants, we know that. Do they push them? Clearly, they're pushing them high.
Yep.
Pushing them tall, aren't they? Surely, Ox.
I reckon. Hartung played 20 games this year as well. Billy Hartung. 20 games. So he's had a big part of their year.
Brad Sewell's coming on in a second.
Yeah, he is. Hartung's the heartbreak story
of
Sewell was
a heartbreaker as well. I mean, he was a warrior.
He was a finals warrior. Well, let's have a chat to him because he's done a lap of honour around the state today. Brad Sewell joins us on Melbourne's home of finals footy. G'day, Brad.
Hey, gentlemen. How we going?
We're great. Good to hear your voice. Where were you today before we get on to some other stuff?
Bendigo today.
Is that it?
Beautiful drive up to Bendigo.
Bendigo's a beautiful...
Come on, Sewell. You can do more than one town.
I was Maryborough yesterday and Kyneton the day before.
What about Sunbury? So,
and getting around. Well, you drive through Sunbury to get to Bendigo.
And when you drive through Sunbury, Sewellie, just make sure your windows are open and the doors are locked.
Hear.
Oh, we're glad. Was it received well, Sewellie, what you did?
Yeah, plenty of people there.
Right.
Sewellie, I need to ask you, as you probably know, Hartung's out of the team. You had the heartbreaker last year. How do you deal with it? Is it group therapy or do you need time alone?
Everyone deals with it differently. Well, you know, depends how you cope with these things, but some guys certainly need a bit of time alone. I guess he's a young guy, so he's got plenty of good football ahead of him. It's never a nice time.
What about the news when you told Sully that you're not playing? How gut-wrenching is it?
Well, pretty gut-wrenching. You've poured your heart and soul into something, for 10 months. Not a great place.
Did Clarko even have to say anything, Sully? I mean, is it one of those situations where he just walks up and you can just read his face?
No, we had a good chat about it. Clark and I have been through a fair bit together, so we sat down and had a good chat about it and sort of fleshed it out.
Ryan Schoenmakers gets his opportunity, missed out with injury a couple of years ago, last year unselected. What do you think it means to a player like him?
It means everything to someone like him, but I think more importantly it means a fair bit to the group as well. He's been at the club now for quite a while, and it'll mean it'll be equally as important for the group and his best mates in there that he gets a chance to share the experience.
Have you looked at the team? Do you assess it, Sully, or do you wait, or do you not? We just look on as a spectator.
Yeah, no, you can't not look at it analytically, I guess, in some way, because I've got a fair idea of what they'll be trying to do and what they're thinking And of course, the boys play, so you almost can't switch off in that sense.
Would you like to share with some of our listeners what you think they're trying to do? I said to Ox, I asked the question at stages, they're going to have tools. They're going to have a lot of tools on the ground, Sully.
What's going to be, what's forecast is going to be warm. It's going to be windy, or I'm not sure, but.
I'll tell you, Sully. I think it's.
Jane Bunn wouldn't have to look at her phone.
Well, 29 degrees, Sully.
Yeah.
With 25 to 35. So it will be a little bit blustery in there, yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, they'll obviously use the foot skills and they're a really good mix with their smalls so they can push up the ground and around goal as well. So they've always been such a flexible side, so they can swing guys around in a number of positions.
Were you surprised with the selection or not?
I don't think so. Nothing would have surprised me, to be honest. Clark has a rationale for everything that he does, so something pretty clear in his mind as to what he wants to get out of it.
I just want to keep going with this, Sully, and So they got, so Lake and Frawley will be back. Gibson will be back. We know that. So forward, they're going to have at different stages. Roughhead, Gunston, who's a really, really mobile sort of big man. Schoenmaker, Hale, McAvoy. So it's at stages there, they will have three talls in the forward line, which is not usually what happens.
No, I guess the beauty of those talls, talk about Ruffy and Gunston, they both play small almost. They can, they're equally as good off the ground as they are in the air. Ruffy, yep. And they both get up the ground. You know, you see Ruffy a number of times, like start in the centre square and go through the midfield quite a bit. And Gunner's, you know, his body work is so good in a one-on-one contest. He just covers the ground so well. And you know, he can play up on the wing. So, I mean, that's the beauty of the side, I guess. As I said, they're so flexible.
Sully, I'm sure you read the Herald Sun today. What did you think of the Daniel Chick article?
No, I haven't seen it, to be honest.
Have you heard about it? Have you had any dialogue with anyone about it?
No, I was flicking through Twitter before and saw there was a bit of noise about it. So I'm not across it, to be honest.
What did you, this is my hometown, Bendigo, Sully. What did you like about it?
Nice drive up the country getting out of Melbourne somewhere.
Yeah, it's a nice drive up, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's
good McDonald's there when you drive in.
on the right.
It's a ripper.
Did you stop at McDonald's, did you, Sully?
No, I didn't, mate. It was in and out, unfortunately.
Well, there's a big fountain in the middle.
There's a big... Yeah, right,
I like the fountain.
There's a nice lake there as well.
Yeah, the lake. It's a beautiful town, Bendigo. Have you really enjoyed being a part... Sully, you've done a lot of travelling this year. Sort of, how can I put it, finding yourself... And finding others as you backpack around the world,
something like that.
Yeah, and you got back into Melbourne. Welcome straight back into the footy. See you on Channel 7, and getting involved in Grand Final week. How much have you enjoyed it?
Yeah, it's just so different to being a player. There's no. I always enjoyed the pressure and the stresses of footy, particularly September. But when you don't have them at the moment. It's nice to actually sit back and enjoy it for what it is. I was in the city today for lunch, and the energy in the place is just really cool. It's something that, as a player, you can't really appreciate.
Sully, who starts a sub?
Mate, put you on the spot here. Yeah, it's usually been Billy, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. It has.
So maybe it's one of the talls.
See, that talk about analysis again. So bringing what you're going to could be a tall. Could it? Would they pick Gunston and make Gunston the sub, or was it like Poppy? Poppy hasn't had a great couple of weeks. They wouldn't take out that sort of mix in the forward line, would they?
No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't think that taking Poppy might unsettle the balance a little bit too much. It might be Shuey. I'm not sure. I don't know. It could be, you know, Gunners can come and have such an impact as well, but of course he'll want to start the game itself. I really don't know who that player sub, to be honest.
What's a Clarko address like before a grand final, Sully?
What's it like? So he'll often start with a gag of some sort. It's usually, well, often it's a flop, but every now and again he pulls it off. just a light mood a little bit, I guess. All the work's done during the week. So they'll just revise things. There'll be a theme through the week, no doubt. And there was a much fantasised shark analogy, of course, in 2008.
That's a theme, isn't it? It'll be a theme of what they want to achieve today. Do you think Clarkson would mention three-peat in the pre-game, or do you think he has mentioned it, or we would not need to mention it?
I'm sure at some stage it's been addressed. There's been so much external noise about it, so I imagine he's addressed it briefly at some stage. But no, I can't imagine it being mentioned in a pre-game at all.
Okay.
Sully, thanks for coming on, mate. It's been nice to talk to you.
No worries, Dan.
Keep on doing a good job.
Before last year, Sully. Before last year, I was looking at some games the other night.
Yep.
2 years ago, 33 disposals on grand final day.
That still hurts, that one.
Hey, you should have got the Normie. Who got it, Hodgie?
I tell people. No, who got it? Ryan O'Keefe.
Oh, Ryan O'Keefe got it. Ryan O'Keefe. 33. No, I'm sorry. Ryan O'Keefe.
He was good.
He deserved it.
Thanks, Sully.
Have a great couple of days, mate.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Brad Sewell there, who has been travelling right around the countryside in the all-new Hilux as part of the Toyota Retiring Legends Lap of Honour.
Why not Sunbury?